thanks very much to you all for coming along this afternoon to the meal with a message. You've had your meal, so it's now time for the message, and I'll promise I'll try not to be too long. I mean, I was thinking about what to speak on just for a few minutes. I was thinking about a meal with a message in the Bible, and you can actually find a meal with the message, and it's found. I'm going to read just a couple of verses from John chapter 6. But this is a very well-known story, and the children will know this story, and it's a famous story in the Bible. And the Lord Jesus has just performed miracles and signs, and he's healed those who were sick and were diseased. And then there was a great multitude came towards the Lord Jesus, and it must have been around about lunchtime. And it says there was around about 5,000 people. Now, the hall's pretty filled here today. There's not 5,000 people, but 5,000 people, says of, there was men, there was 5,000. It might even have been more than 5,000 people, but they were there and they were hungry. And the Lord turned to one of his disciples, Philip, and he said, "Where shall we buy bread that these might eat?" Now, that would have been a lot of bread that was needed to fill the stomachs of all these people, but he was testing his disciple. And Philip says, "We've not even got enough money to buy the bread. We've actually got nothing." And one of the other disciples says, "There's this little lad here who's got his lunch with him." I wonder if any of the children will know, how many loaves did the boy have in his packed lunch? How many loaves did he have? 5, Lottie, well done. And how many fishies did he have? 5 loaves, and Spencer? 2 fishies, well done. You can get a sweetie from William. 5 loaves and 2 fishies. Now, if you came here this afternoon and you came in and you were hungry thinking, "Oh, we're going to meal with a message today," there's usually a great big spread put over there, and you came in and there was 5 loaves and 2 fish between you all, would you be happy? No, you would not. You wanted the trifles and the cakes and everything else. But the Lord Jesus, important point, is he prayed, he gave thanks, and he started to break the loaves and the fishes, and the loaves and the fishes. And it says that they filled the people that were there. It says actually they were filled. They were satisfied with what the Lord had given them. They were full. Actually says that there were so many leftovers that they filled 12 baskets to the brim. A miracle performed by the Lord Jesus. And this can be found in the Gospels and here in John's Gospel. So they had their meal. These people, they were filled, they were satisfied with what the Lord had provided them. But then, sometimes we miss this little bit out, the Lord goes and he performs another miracle. He goes and walks on the sea. The disciples leave. The people were wanting to take the Lord Jesus and crown him king, because this man could feed thousands of people with nothing. Who would not want him to be their king? But the Lord had a mission. The Lord had a purpose of why he came into the world. And it wasn't time for him to be the king in this world. So he left, and then the people, they come, and I'm going to read these 2 verses, and they find the Lord Jesus the next day, and the Lord gives them this message. So they've had their meal, and now the Lord's given them this message, and he says this: "Jesus answered them and said, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you.'" You see, the Lord here, he knew the reason why the people sought him. They knew the reason why they were coming to him, because he could feed them. A lot of these people maybe couldn't put bread on the table, or they didn't have the money. And maybe they were from poverty-stricken backgrounds. And maybe they were just being cured of a disease. Or maybe they were lepers that had been put out of their city or their town. And they'd been healed by the Lord Jesus. And now he was feeding the people. And they wanted to find Jesus, not because of the wonderful signs that he was doing, not because of who he was, the Son of God that had come into the world, but because of what the Lord Jesus could give them physically. He could feed them. And, you know, the Lord, he could feed them physically, but then the Lord challenges them. What does he say? He says, don't labor for the food. Don't come just for the food that perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life. So the Lord here in this message after the meal challenges them. And I'm going to challenge you now with the same words of the Lord Jesus. See, the Lord Jesus, he brings the challenge to the people there. And he challenges them about their soul. Each of you sitting in this room, you're a precious soul in the eyes of God. And the Lord Jesus could see by their need for their food. And it's good that you're here and you've been fed, and it's good to have you here. It's lovely to have you here. But the main point of us having you here isn't just to put some nice food in front of you. We're here because we're concerned about your soul. We're here because we love you. And we're concerned about your soul. And that was the Lord Jesus. He was concerned about their soul for eternity. So as you've come here today and you've had your nice meal and there's still leftovers, what about your soul? What is it you're seeking today? What are you seeking today? You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 107 verse 9, he says, "He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." You know, the Lord says, just in verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." You see, the Lord here isn't speaking about, you know, the physical need just now. You know, you'll have your nice meal just now, but come 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock tea time, you'll probably start to feel maybe a little bit hungry again, depending on how much maybe you've ate today. But you'll begin to feel hunger, and you'll need something else, and you'll need something else, and by tomorrow, you'll need to be fed again, because your physical body needs food, and it needs it continually. But what about your soul? I want to tell you that your soul is longing, and it's crying out to be fed, and it needs to be filled. And the Bible tells us that there's only one place that you can find that complete satisfaction, and it's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can meet that need. He can fill your soul. He can meet the hunger there. You might not know it just now, but your soul is crying out to be satisfied, to be filled, for it no longer to be hungry. You know, we can try and fill our soul and our life with things that might bring us pleasure for a short period. We might look for it in our jobs or in our money, or it might be in our holidays, or it might be in a whole host of different things, but it'll never meet the need. Your soul is crying out for satisfaction, and it's found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, today you can be filled. Today you can be fully satisfied, and it can be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord brings two choices, and you'll have a decision to make before you leave here in a couple of minutes. You have a decision to make. There's two choices, and this is how the Lord finishes his message. And he says to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But here it is, but I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe." You know, you could come here today and you can hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord, he wasn't going to be crowned king at that time. He had a mission, as I said. The Lord Jesus came into the world to die on a cross. Why, you ask? What's the whole point of the Bible? What's the whole point of Christianity? What's the whole point of the Lord Jesus coming into the world and dying on a cross? Well, the Bible tells us that we've got this great problem in our soul, this great problem, this great need, that each of us are actually diseased, that we've been poisoned, that we're corrupted, and the problem is our sin. Each one of us in this room, we know it too well. We're sinners. We've done things that are not right. We think things that aren't right. We say things. We have anger and emotions at the wrong time. We're sinners. We've been separated from a holy and a righteous God. And our soul is crying out to be brought back to God. That's why you've been created. That's why God created the world and created Adam and Eve. They were to have a relationship, and they were to have fellowship, and they were to have a real relationship with God. But sin has broken that. And your soul is crying out. Your soul needs to be filled. It needs to be fed. It needs to be brought back. And there's nothing we can do. But God sent his Son. And he came into this world. And he died on a cross. You see, all the sin and all the wrong things in our lives, and I know it too well in my own life, all the things that have defiled me, and the things that aren't right, and the things that offend a holy and a righteous God. Well, God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus, even though he was sinless and pure, he was the Son of God, he went upon that cross and he bore my sin in full. He bore the wrath and the judgment from a holy God. That's what happened at Calvary. That's what happened upon the cross. And as the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God, died upon a cross, he gave up his life. He paid the penalty that we deserve. And he went into a grave. He went into the tomb. And we come and we preach this and we praise this, that the Lord Jesus rose again. He conquered the grave. What does the Lord Jesus, what does he offer? Everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. If I was to ask you just now, do you want everlasting life? You know, just now, as you're born and you live your life, you've got the stamp of condemned and death and separated from a holy God. But you know, that can be changed. That could be changed before you leave this hall this afternoon. That you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who puts out this offer. You can come to him and you can be filled and you can be forgiven and you can be renewed. And you can have everlasting life in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not religion that we preach from here. It's a person. A real person, a live person. Christ Jesus. And you can turn to him. And he can meet that need. You know, what does it say? You've seen me. Maybe you've heard him this afternoon. You've heard all about him. And maybe God's speaking to your soul at the moment. Maybe he's speaking to your heart. But maybe you're not yet willing to believe or accept. But the Lord goes on in verse 40. And he says, this is the will of him who sent me. This is the Lord speaking about his Father. That everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. Two choices. You can believe and receive everlasting life. Your soul can be filled. You can be satisfied. Or you can neglect. And you can say, not for me. You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 34, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. You know, you can come in here for your lunch and you might have been hungry and the beautiful food's all set out there and you can smell it, but it's going to make no difference to your hunger if you sit in your seat and you just look at the food. You'll still be hungry. You need to taste. You need to come. You need to receive it. You need to take it. You know, the offer of salvation is there. This is your soul. This is life or death. Let's bring it right back down, right to the point here. You know, you could leave this place today. This might be the last opportunity you have to respond to the gospel. Who knows what a day brings forth, the word of God tells us. Our life is like a vapor. Maybe this is God saying to you, this is your last opportunity for your soul to be made right. Who knows when you're going to enter into eternity? What will you do with the Lord Jesus Christ today? Will you take of him? Will you taste him? Will you fill your soul with him? Will you turn to him? Will you believe in him? Will you say thank you to him for dying on that cross and raising again and gifting you eternal life? You can do that. As you sit in your seat, you can come and speak to me, and you can do that next door. It will only take a few minutes. But if the Lord's speaking to your heart and you hear him, don't put them off. Don't put them off. There's a few little leaflets at the back. There's some in your table as well. Take them away. I'm just going to close in prayer now and then go and help yourself to some more food. And more importantly, you've had the meal, you've had the message. There's a decision to be made for your soul. Let's pray. Our Lord and our Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for the time that we've had with one another. And Lord, we give you thanks for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that he was the Son of God and he was able to perform miracles and meet the need of those who were diseased and sick and hungry. But Lord, we give you thanks that he's able to meet the need today for our souls. We give you thanks that he paid the price for sin upon the cross, that he endured the wrath and the judgment for our sin. And Lord, we give you thanks that he rose victoriously. We give you thanks that he is alive and he is ascended into heaven. And Lord, we give you thanks that the free offer of salvation is there. And Lord, we really just pray now that there might be somebody here that will just open their heart and will respond. And we'll ask the Lord Jesus to come in and allow him to meet the need of their soul. Father, we pray for this now. And we do ask for it in the precious name and in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.